Kim Kardashian testifies in trial decade after multi-million dollar Paris robbery. By Breitbart News on May 12, 2025. A-list celebrity Kim Kardashian is to testify in a Paris court on Tuesday. An eagerly awaited appearance nearly a decade after being robbed of millions of dollars of jewelry during the French capital's Fashion Week. 10 suspects have been on trial since late April over the armed robbery in 2016, which saw jewelry worth some $10 million stolen from the reality TV star and influencer. The trial has attracted huge media attention, with close to 500 reporters accredited. Kardashian is ready to confront her Paris attackers, her lawyers said last week. She is committed to attending in person. French lawyers Leonore Henrich and Jonathan Matthau told AFP last week, saying she would do so with dignity and courage. She is due to take the stand at 2 p.m., 1200 GMT. On the night of October 2 to 3, 2016, Kardashian, then 35, was robbed while staying at an exclusive, discreet hotel in central Paris. She was threatened with a gun to the head and tied up with her mouth taped. Lawyers have not divulged what exactly Kardashian, who has been keeping abreast of developments at the trial, will say in her court appearance. During what the French press has dubbed the heist of the century, masked men walked away with millions of dollars worth of jewels. That included a diamond ring given to Kardashian by her then-husband, rapper Kanye West, and valued at 3.5 million euros, $3.9 million. The theft was the most valuable to target a private individual in France in 20 years. Those on trial are mainly men in their 60s and 70s with previous criminal records. They have underworld nicknames like Old Omar and blue eyes that resemble those of old-school French bandits of 1960s and 1970s films noir. They're quite a team, said investigator Michel Malicat. But they made some mistakes, he said, notably by leaving DNA that allowed investigators to identify them. Crying hysterically. 68-year-old Omar Ekdake, known as Old Omar, has admitted to tying up Kardashian but denies being the mastermind behind the robbery. Another suspect in the dock, 71-year-old Younes Abbas, later wrote a book about the heist. In it he describes how his bag became caught in the wheel of his escape vehicle, a bicycle, causing him to fall off and have to scramble to shove the loot back in the bag. Investigators said a man called Gary Mahadar, the brother of Kardashian's driver in Paris, tipped the suspects off that Kardashian was in French territory. This allegation has been ridiculed by Mahadar's lawyer, who remarked that 350 million online followers were already aware of the star's whereabouts. The night of the robbery could have gone very differently had Kardashian joined her sister Kourtney and gone clubbing, an idea she entertained before deciding to stay in the hotel, the court heard last week. Her designated driver, Michael Mahadar, whose company was billing the Kardashian/West couple up to €400,000 per year to provide security, had been working nonstop for 21 hours and asked a colleague to replace him for the trip to the nightclub. The replacement, Mohamed Q, and a Kardashian bodyguard, Pascal D, rushed back to the hotel after Kardashian tried to call them and then failed to pick up her phone when they called back. "I saw that the lift was on the first floor, where Kim was staying," Pascal D told the court. When he found her, Kardashian was in a terrible state. She was crying hysterically, he told the court. I asked what had happened, and she said she'd been robbed. Kardashian, her lawyer said, is genuinely grateful for the way the French authorities have handled the investigation, showing her the utmost respect and consideration. The U.S. celebrity, sometimes described as being famous for being famous, became well known in the early 2000s through TV reality shows, before launching fashion brands and appearing in a number of films. She is among the world's most followed people on Instagram and X. She has been named among the 100 most influential people by Time magazine, and among the most powerful women by Fortune magazine. The trial is set to close on May 23.